The 2019 Bray Air Display with Wicklow's favorite radio station, East Coast FM. East Coast
FM. I'm here at the National Flight Centre Pilot Academy at Weston Airport, and I'm joined by Ryan Hanrahan, Operations Director at the National Flight Centre. How are you?
I am very, very good, and it's great to have you along today.
We're sitting in a helicopter simulator. This is fantastic.
It's a Bell 206 helicopter simulator that we have just commissioned a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, it's a full proper fuselage of a Bell 206, and we have all the widescreens and its own dedicated room. So quite a fantastic machine to fly.
Talk me through some of the instrumentation here.
Okay, so in this helicopter, we have our airspeed. In the green band is the safe region, and then beyond that is where you don't want to be. That's the red line. This is an artificial horizon, so you can see the blue is like the sky and the brown is like the ground, so we can tell if our nose is going down or up. This our left or right banking. This is our altitude, what height we're at. This is here for the rotor RPM and also the engine RPM. And the rest here is like the turbine temperature, the engine oil temperature and pressure, and the gearbox and the fuel. And the rest is kind of navigation. And here is all about communications.
You're a helicopter pilot yourself, Ryan. How long does it take to become a qualified helicopter pilot?
Okay, so it took me approximately a year and a half. So I was working as an engineer in Dublin. And then I decided I wanted to train as a pilot. So I was working Monday to Friday, and then I started doing my private pilot's license. That's 45 hours minimum that you have to do, doing that part-time. And then I quit my job and I went training full-time to finish all my training towards a commercial level. You have 14 exams to do called ATPL exams. You have hour billing to do, and then you have a commercial license to do. And then ultimately you can do your instrument rating and fly maybe offshore, and then go into the Coast Guard or whatever. There's a lot of very different jobs. Quite a smaller market in Ireland compared to the fixed wing.
Do you prefer helicopters? You do?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. Why?
Great fun. Just they're a lot more involved. You're always kind of hands-on flying, using your two feet, your right hand and left hand to do the controls. The fact that we can hover and we can land in anywhere is quite exciting, you know.
I have to say, I feel like Murdoch in the A-team sitting in this helicopter right now.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, you know, yeah.
And the National Flight Centre itself, I think it's been around longer than I have. 1977?
1977.
It has been around longer than me.
For sure, like myself too. We train fixed-wing pilots. That's our bread and butter. So we would take pilots from zero and train them all the way to interview, or get them ready for interview with the airlines. So we take them through an integrated course, which lasts a year and a half. And there they'll have, after the year and a half, they'll have 220 hours total time between simulator and flying. They'll also have their 14 ATPL exams done. And they'll have an instrument rating, their commercial license, and then they'll do an MCC, multi-crew cooperation course. That's how the captain and co-pilot interact. And then we'll put them forward for interview with the airlines.
And as they progress and they go on into commercial aviation, do they keep in touch?
The pilots are always coming back. In fact, some of our ex-students who are airline pilots now come back and still instruct with us. So we've training captains at Ryanair. Other examiners who fly for Aer Lingus coming in, and they're working with us now. So yeah, it's a small community, the aviation in Ireland, but everybody seems to kind of end up back at NFC, you know.
And finally, Ryan, something very exciting happening on Monday.
There is, yes. So we decided to run a summer camp this year. So we ran 3 1-week summer camps, and on Monday is the last summer camp for 12 children from the ages of 15 to 17, where we take them in for the full week from 9:30 till 2:00, and they get to basically see how flight training works, what's happening, how a flight training school works. We give them talks by airline pilots. We give them talks by maintenance engineers. We take them flying in a 737 simulator. We take them flying in a Bell 206 simulator. They get to fly in a Cessna 172. So they're really immersed in the whole aviation field. And most of them, I'd say 90% of them actually want to go and be pilots. So we're kind of just inspiring them. And it's about, you know, giving back to the community and helping these kids out, you know.
And when it comes to the Bray Air Display, fantastic really, isn't it?
It's going to be very, very exciting. I mean, just look at the numbers that are going to it. It's going to be 35,000, I believe, plus each day. We will have a stand at the air show. So if anybody wants to come and say hello, we're the National Flight Centre. We will have a stand there, and you can find information about flight training. We'll also have a banner, which is an old aircraft we have, and we attach a 90-foot long banner that's 7-foot high, and we'll be flying right in front of the crowd.
Yeah. And pilots will be there to have a chat to as well.
Absolutely. There'll be 5 or 6 of us there, and we'll just explain how the flight training works. There's like two types. There's full-time training integrated, and there's modular part-time for people who are working. So we can go through the whole flight training and give them a tour of the school. So you've seen it kind of our school. It's quite a facility. Like we've the ground floor is all the kind of operations and staffing and briefing rooms. The first floor is where all the students kind of do their hard work in terms of getting through them 14 ATPL exams. Quite a lot of work. And then the top floor, as you see, we have a Boeing 737 simulator.
Very impressed by that, I have to say.
Thank you very much. We have the Bell 206 helicopter simulator, which you're sitting in now. We also have the All Sim simulator, which we can do twin engine and multi engine flying in that. And then we have another twin engine FMPT2 simulator. So this is what we call the fun floor.